May the words I speak be those you want spoken. May the words we hear be those you want heard. May we live to your glory. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. I imagine that many of us will have people in our lives who have what we might say is selective hearing. You know, they hear you if you ask if they want a cup of tea. But if you ask in the same tone and level of voice, will you come and help with the drying up? They're suddenly out of earshot. But sometimes, indeed, we have to have selective hearing if we want to focus on something, such as if we're at a train station and there's lots of noise all around us and we have to focus on the tannoy announcement. We have to block out some noise in our lives on occasions. Many of our readings lately in our Sunday services have shown us just how busy Jesus was, how he was surrounded literally by hundreds of people calling on him for healing, for help, wanting to hear his words of wisdom, and time again he delivered, giving his all. Today we hear that Jesus left that place. That's the first words of our reading today. Jesus left that place, and that place was Jewish territory. He had just been very heavily questioned by the scribes and Pharisees about his teachings. And it says he drew the crowd who wanted to hear him speak around him, and he preached and he taught them as he spoke to the Pharisees and scribes. And after that, which must have been a trying time by any standards, because after all, Jesus was both human and divine, it says he goes off. And he goes off to the district of Tyre and Sidon, in this area being more predominantly that of Gentile folk, non-Jews. Maybe he wanted a break from the barrage of questions he was being subjected to. Or maybe Jesus was beginning the teaching to the disciples that Jesus had come to spread the good news wider and that they were to continue this after he left them. And we hear this account that we had today. This Canaanite woman calling out, shouting to him. And Jesus does not answer. And she continues shouting. So much so that the disciples say, "Tell her to go away." They're quite fed up with her. And Jesus agrees with them, it seems, saying, "Yes, I was only sent for the lost sheep of Israel." But she came and she knelt before him. And we have the scene of this desperate woman kneeling at Jesus' feet, begging for help for her daughter. And she says, "Lord, help me." And he says, "It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." And she says, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answers her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that moment. The key word there is faith. Jesus says, "Great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her kneeling before him recognized him. She named him Lord. Our gospel reading is paired today with our Old Testament reading, which comes from the prophet Isaiah, which is written hundreds of years before Jesus was born on earth. And in that we hear of God's desire for all humanity, the greatness of his heart to welcome all, beyond those of the Israelites. It says, "Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them, besides those already gathered. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people." But there is a little caveat, a proviso of specific conditions, you might say. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast his covenant. In fact, in my translation of this part of the Bible, of this section of Isaiah, it says, the covenant extended to all who will obey. It's a strong word, obey, but it's to give yourself up, to give yourself up to someone. The covenant is extended to all who will obey, who will give themselves up. So in our New Testament reading, as well as being a great demonstration to the disciples, them seeing this woman, a Gentile woman, fall at Jesus' feet and declare her faith and hope in him healing her daughter, Jesus too saw the possibility of this, the affirmation from God that this is the way forward. Going right back to those words from Isaiah. To be honest, it had been declared hundreds of years previously in Isaiah's time, but now is going to go out in full style with Jesus' arrival here. This whole scene was not taken lightly. Jesus would have heard all the clamour. It would have been something that he was used to with the crowds that would have always been calling out for him to heal them. We can bring to mind other scenes that we know from our Bible readings, such as the paralytic man being lowered through a hole that had been made in the ceiling above Jesus' head as he preached and taught in a crowded house. We remember the woman who dared to touch Jesus' cloak in the crowd that surrounded him, her faith knowing that even this touch would heal her. Jesus was used to this crying out, this calling out to him. And yet today he waited, he seemed to ignore the woman, but he was listening. And her prayer was persistent. How often are we told to be persistent in prayer? She calls him Lord, Son of David. She recognises Jesus as special. And yet it is not until she enters into this dialogue with Jesus at his feet that healing is given. Jesus says that he's come to the lost sheep of the Israelites. And she says even the dogs get the crumbs from under the master's table. This reply speaks loudly of this woman's faith, that even the tiniest small portion, a crumb of Jesus' power and authority, is enough to heal her daughter. The covenant is extended to all who obey. Well, these readings, for me, they are a great reminder to us of God's enormous power, his enormous capacity to give, that he decided to not give up when he saw that the earth that he had created had fallen to evil right back in those early times. But he restored the earth. He promised to restore the earth, giving it a fresh start, and he is still restoring it now. We can think that God's power is not worth calling on. We can think, even those of us here today or listening, that maybe God doesn't exist, that we're really just pampering ourselves, making ourselves feel comfortable and hopeful. Well, I'd like to say that we had a glimpse of the awesome power of God's creation, this universe that we are a small, tiny speck in, and that Jesus, a God, chose to come to us in Jesus. This past week, we heard such wonderful accounts of folk who saw the eclipse. Many of us hardly noticing it, without any special equipment. I sat out in the garden waiting. I had nothing special, I just sat with my back to the sun. I thought, surely I'll notice it. But some areas of the world did see a much fuller eclipse. And my children were sending me photos of that. They were capturing it through calendars and all sorts of things. And I certainly remember back to 1999, when we did have that full eclipse, and my four children remember that too. We went down to Cornwall, although we had to look through people's caravans for the people were inviting people to look through their caravans who'd got it on the TV because it was so cloudy. But it did go dark and it did then become daylight again. So that was amazing. We have been gifted this past week, this crumb that falls from the table, a glimmer of the immense power that God has, our Creator. God continues to reach out to us to show his immense power and his control over all he has created. He is still in touch, in control. And I loved how folk were sharing this past week their glasses, their contraptions that they had found to see the miracle, the awesome splendour on offer to all. Whoever we believe God is, he came to us in human form to show us, to give us this glimmer of his presence here on earth, and how powerful that can be, how powerful that is. Let us keep our faith and keep persistent in prayer to not give up, even if we hear some folk calling out that we're not worthy, there is no God even maybe, or that we're not welcome to receive that God's love. Let us remember to welcome all who seek to draw close to God, offering ways to see more clearly and how to join in, because all are welcome. Amen. Amen.